the remaining two places in next week's final of the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership Rugby Sevens Series are up for grabs at the home of Gloucester. The hosts look hard to beat on paper, with some of their leading players being named in the squad. Former England captain Mike Tindall's involved, along with centre Henry Trinder, who sees the competition as the perfect opportunity to get off to a flying start this season under new director of rugby Nigel Davies.
To get some silverware earlier on, give you that confidence and definitely sort of a target on the back of our heads, and that's what we really want, really. We obviously fell apart last season at the end due to many factors, but I mean, we want to start, if it's with sevens, the first opportunity we can get to get some silverware and hopefully at least be in the finals.
Gloucester's fierce West Country rivals Bath also begin a new era on the field, with Gary Golbig appointed head coach in May. They've also named a strong squad, including England's Matt Banahan and former St Helens Rugby League star Kyle Eastmond. Wing Tom Biggs says they have the perfect mix of youth and experience.
We've entered a strong squad, a mixture of a bit of experience and some of the academy guys, so we're certainly going in there to win it. I know a lot of teams have change how they're wanting to enter it, with, you know, some sides going for a young side, some side going full out, but we've got a bit of a mix, so going there to win it and hopefully get into the final at the Rec the following week.
Worcester failed to get out of the group stage in last year's competition, but will be hoping to do much better. Scrum half Oddie Frost says the tournament is a good showcase for the players' talents.
That's it, yeah, with obviously the wide open spaces and the new eyes on you, it's a good opportunity for the boys to go out and express themselves, so it should be a good occasion for the club and the players.
A young Exeter squad completes the lineup in Pool C. The top two teams in the section will join London Irish, Saracens, London Welsh and Sale in next week's finals day at Bath.